Hello, and welcome to Bible Brothers, the podcast where we read the Bible, and that's it. That's all we do. I am actually your host now. I am your host, Dan Klein, and with me is a special guest. Oh, I know we all wish it was vigorous Robert, but he's old and withering right now. So we have a true Bible brother, my real brother, Michael Klein.
Hi, Dan. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being on the show, Michael. Michael has been, he is visiting from Arizona, and he has encouraged us to do the podcast to get it going again. He's a Patreon member. So one thing you guys need to know, I don't have the bell right now. So Cooper, if you can give us an electric bell sound. Okay, great. Thank you for that. A ring-a-ding-ding for Michael as a Patreon member. And now one more bell. Thank you. A ring-a-ding-ding for Michael as guest host. Now, let's ring-a-ding-ding. Can you believe it, guys? We've been gone for months.
I think since December, when we had the Coopathon.
The Coopathon, yes. We got Cooper paid, and he's full. And so what's good now is you can kind of use his fullness to get him to do what you want. You know, he'll listen to you a little bit more because he's like coming out of hibernation. So we've got a lovely Cooper who's chubby and happy.
Docile.
A docile Cooper for once, because it was getting rough there. Stinky from the sludge, but I think the corporation hosed down his little dungeon, so he's good to go. Cooper, how are you feeling? Let us know with a beep. Okay, sounds like he's doing pretty good. Let's welcome a new Patreon member. I can't believe someone did this. They must not have known that we were on hiatus. The poor man gave us money and then got absolutely nothing from it. Please welcome Scott M. Beautiful. Scott, thank you so much. I love the name Scott. It just gets right to the point.
Very solid.
Scott.
Abrupt.
Nothing else. Couple sounds, you're in and you're out. And I want to give a special shout out. We have another email here from an Anthony. And this is probably one of the most interesting emails I got during the hiatus. Anthony offered to have him and his friend take over the show as the Bible Brothers, which I thought was really an interesting proposal, though, of course, you know, I have no control over the podcast. That would have to go through the corporation, and there's a lot of red tape there, and that's something that could take years. So, Anthony, I commend you on the idea. The execution, however, you know, I can't even get in touch with the corporation. I'm surprised that we're in the position that we're in right now, that we're actually recording. We could be cut off at any moment. So, Anthony, I'll write back to you. We could talk about it, guys, on the Discord if you guys want Anthony to have the show. But again, I don't think those people will have the power. You'd either have to go with the Peltz family because they have the most, the highest percentage of investments. They own the majority stocks of the podcast, or you'd have to go straight to the corporation, and I don't know who you talk to there.
I actually did hear from them when I applied for the job.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they said that there were a lot of applicants, actually.
Oh, wow.
And what they did was they consulted the Bible and said, what would the Bible do?
That's
interesting. Yeah, and the Bible would choose nepotism, so that's what they did.
Okay, yes.
Yeah, that's why I'm here.
It worked out great.
Thank you, Bible.
So, yeah, Anthony, so sorry. Tough noogies.
Maybe, unless he's Anthony Peltz.
I hope not. God, I hope not. Well, then we're maybe being set up.
That could be, yeah.
Which is can always happen. So, guys, where are we in the Bible? Well, when you finish one book called Samuel, you start another book called 2 Samuel. Now, I don't know what that's going to mean in terms of Samuels. In fact, I don't remember who Samuel was. He's not. Samuel was the prophet.
He was the prophet, yeah.
He was the guy who went to the wizard ghetto.
Yes.
And talked to Saul? Or wait, no, Saul talked to Samuel?
I think he talked to Saul.
Or did Saul kill? No, didn't
he? Talked to Saul and was like, you're going to be the king. And
that was in the beginning, but then at the end.
He was like, now David's going to be the king?
I thought it was Saul went to the wizard ghetto, because remember, he like outcast all the wizards.
Samuel went to the, oh wait.
I think Saul did, the king. Hmm. And he was like, I got to talk to this guy who died, Samuel.
Oh yeah.
And he talked Samuel's to Samuel's ghost now, right? Ghosts. Yeah. So
that's what I remember. Samuel's a ghost.
Too cool, 2 Samuel.
And then David's doing stuff. He's kind of
playing both sides. Yeah, he's with the Philistines.
Yeah, yeah, he's being
the
he's
worst
being
people
sneaky.
In the world. Of course, he's being sneaky because he's hungry for power.
Yeah,
that's all David cares about, is manipulating lovers and being hungry for power.
Right.
I don't know if this means there's going to be a new Samuel. If there's going to be Samuel's brother, I could see that if this were like a season of a TV show.
That would be pretty interesting.
Or the Bible Brothers podcast, his brother is going to come and show up and it's like, oh, this guy seems cool at first, but then later we learn his brother, like, actually he's kind of a jerk.
His brother Michael
has bad values. I say let's get right into it because this is what the people missed.
Yeah.
They don't want anything else. They said that on the Discord. They were like, just shut up and read the Bible.
Just find someone who's similar to Robert and read.
And read it. And so Michael is going to kindly do me the favor of reading the Bible so I don't have to, which is great because then I get to pay a little bit less attention.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like, this is a longie. It's not a shorty.
Yeah, we're already thinking it's
maybe long and good.
Long and good, but still long.
Of course, still long. We prefer short and bad. But guys, stick with us. Welcome back to the show. And what do you say we get into 2 Samuel?
All right. 2 Samuel 1.
Chap 1.
And hopefully people remember kind of where we're at because it has been a bit. And
now wait, here's something. Yes, we're without our props. You know, again, Bible Brothers podcast equipment reviews. One of the reviews I would say is, you know, if you have props on your show, you should make sure to get them from the previous recording space and bring them to where you are recording now, because we're missing our bell and we're missing our beautiful leather bound Bible, which had titles. I don't know if this one has titles.
It doesn't.
So we're sans titles this time. So guys, we're going in blind, all blind. Hey, maybe it'll be better without the titles.
Maybe, because you don't know what to expect. It could be anything. Continuing with 2 Samuel 1.
Robot Robert here, and I'll be doing the section titles. This section is called The Report of Saul's Death.
Now it came to pass after the death of Saul, when David was returned from the slaughter of the Amalekites, and David had abode 2 days in Ziklag.
Hey, stayed in Ziklag.
I don't remember Ziklag, I'll be honest.
I don't think so. Yeah, they're acting like we're supposed to know what Ziklag is. Beautiful town. It's like Solvang, wine country.
Oh, I do like Solvang. It even came to pass on the third day that, behold, a man came out of the camp from Saul with his clothes rent and earth upon his head. And so it was, when he came to David, that he fell to the earth and did obeisance. And David said unto him, From whence comest thou? And he said unto him, Out of the camp of Israel am I escaped.
Whoa, traitor. Yeah. 2 traitors.
And David said unto him, How went the matter? I pray thee, tell me. And he answered, That the people are fled from the battle, and many of the people also are fallen and dead, and Saul and Jonathan his son are dead also.
This guy knows, he's very well informed.
Yeah. And now, David and Jonathan were friends, right?
David and Jonathan were potentially lovers.
Yes.
But it could have been interpreted that David was just kind of leading him on to get close to power.
He's sneaky.
Which seems like it. Yeah, he's a nasty little short, sneaky troll.
And David said unto the young man that told him, How knowest thou that Saul and Jonathan his son be dead? And the young man that told him said, As I happened by chance upon Mount Gilboa, behold.
Just happened to be on the mountain.
Saul leaned upon his spear, and lo, the chariots and horsemen followed hard after him. And when he looked behind him, he saw me and called unto me. And I answered, Here am I. And he said unto me,
Oh, that's back.
Who art thou? And I answered him, I am an Amalekite. He said unto me again, Stand, I pray thee, upon me, and slay me. For anguish has come upon me, because my life is yet whole in me.
Okay, wait. So we have, this guy is hanging out on Mount Gilboa.
Just chilling.
Chilling, doing his thing, even though there is a war going on. Saul has his spear, and he's like, hey man, you're on the other side? Kill me, please.
I think he's hurt. I think he's injured.
Saul leaned upon his spear. He's got hurt in battle, and he's like, take me out of my misery.
Yeah, for anguish has come upon me.
Nice. See, I wasn't listening to that part, so I didn't hear that. Okay, so this guy takes him out of his misery, gives him a nice shot to the head.
Oh, man, this is maybe a twist here coming up.
Okay.
So I stood upon him and slew him, because I was sure that he could not live after that he was fallen.
So he says that he's hurt.
And I took the crown that was upon his head and the bracelet that was on his arm and have brought them hither unto my lord.
Wow. Now, this is really feeling like David is having an influence on the writing
maybe telling this story. Yes. Like, oh, some guy brought this to me.
I mean, look, he said he was hanging out on Gilboa. He was on a mountain.
I think he was hiking.
And he's like, well, I'm not going to just leave a crown here. So I should go bring it to David, who happens to be chilling in Ziklag. Where is he? Ziklag.
Yeah, just go to Ziklag.
Ziklag is the Hebrew translation of Ziploc, the plastic bag company. Mm. So that's where it started, was Ziklag.
Then David took hold on his clothes and rent them, and likewise all the men that were with him. And they mourned and wept and fasted until even for Saul and for Jonathan his son, and for the people of the Lord and for the house of Israel, because they were fallen by the sword.
Sounds like some good acting on David's part. Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh, I know what people usually do in this situation. They rent their clothes.
And he's totally wearing the crown while he's doing this.
I know. Oh, I would rent it if I could, but it's beautiful gold and it looks so good on my head.
You guys don't want that, do you?
Nah, but imagine I'm renting it.
And David said unto the young man that told him, "Whence art thou?" And he answered, "I am the son of a stranger, an Amalekite." Oh, yeah, this guy just has no name.
No name, and he's like, I already told you. Yeah. It's like he can't improvise.
And David said unto him, "How wast thou not afraid to stretch forth thine hand to destroy the Lord's anointed?" And David called one of the young men and said, "Go near and fall upon him." And he smote him that he died.
Yeah.
Oh, so now he's dead. There's no way
this is. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Look, I was like, you shouldn't be able to do that. God, he's really good.
And David said unto him, "Thy blood be upon thy head, for thy mouth has testified against thee, saying, I have slain the Lord's anointed."
This section is called the Song of the Bow.
And David lamented with his lamentation over Saul and over Jonathan his son.
That's what David's saying. You said it. You're the one that said that you killed the Lord's anointed, so I had to kill him. And that nameless man.
This, is it a verse? What's each line called? A verse?
A line?
I think a verse.
A verse is like the number, yeah.
A verse. So number 18, I have not seen this. It's in parentheses. It's like an aside.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes there's a few little whispers from the Bible. Okay. Like it's still there to this day.
Also, he bade them teach the children of Judah the use of the bow. Behold, it is written in the book of Jasher.
Swear to God, you should see the book of Jasher. And it was David that did it.
To this day.
To this day. Check it out.
The beauty of Israel is slain upon thy high places. How are the mighty fallen? Tell it not in Gath, publish it not in the streets of Ascalon, lest the daughters of the Philistines rejoice, lest the daughters of the uncircumcised triumph.
Boo! We hate them.
Ye mountains of Gilboa, let there be no dew, neither let there be rain upon you, nor fields of offerings, for there the shield of the mighty is vilely cast away, the shield of Saul, as though he had not been anointed with oil. From the blood of the slain, from the fat of the mighty, the bow of Jonathan turned not back, and the sword of Saul returned not empty. Saul and Jonathan were lovely and pleasant in their lives, and in their death they were not divided. They were swifter than eagles. They were stronger than lions. I'm really not following anymore.
I think David is basically eulogizing them as like, gosh, they were so great. How are we going to replace these
Lay
guys?
It on thick.
Yeah, thick. Methinks David doth protest too much.
Ye daughters of Israel, weep over Saul, who clothed you in scarlet with other delights, who put on ornaments of gold upon your apparel.
He really is so annoying.
Yeah,
he's like, everybody should be crying, you guys. Daughters, cry, because this is so horrible.
How are the mighty fallen in the midst of the battle?
Oh,
Jonathan, thou wast slain in thine high places.
Oh,
I am distressed for thee, my brother Jonathan. Very pleasant hast thou been unto me. Thy love to me was wonderful, passing the love of women. So that sounds confirmed.
Yeah. I mean, what more could you say to make him, even if he's acting? It's like he's doing a really good job of acting gay.
How are the mighty fallen and the weapons of war perished?
Okay.
That
so
is
that
the
was
end of Samuel 1.
1.
2 Samuel 1, sorry.
2 Samuel 1. That's the poorly titled sequel to 1 Samuel 1.
I gotta say, though, it was pretty good.
Pretty good. We got David is acting crazy and is pretending that he's in such distress because a rando came and said that he killed them.
Just happened to come upon Saul, kill him, get his crown.
And it just so happened to be at the time where David was chilling in Ziklag, and the guy who didn't have a name also just happened to end up in Ziklag.
A certain Amalekite.
Yes, yeah. A certain, yes, that's what the title will be. I don't know. I can't say the word, though. Chapter 2?
I'm
not sure
if I'm saying it right. Yeah, let's keep going.
Are you still in, Michael?
I'm enjoying it. That was actually, I think that was pretty good, because I've listened to every episode. There's a lot of long and bad.
Yeah.
There's some long and good. There's a lot of short and bad.
That was regular length and fine.
Yeah, it was fine. I like that.
Which is a win for the Bible.
Yeah.
And we also were able to mostly follow it.
Yeah, I like that David was kind of, he was kind of putting one on there. It was good.
Good for, you know what? I mean, I have to say all these people are so horrible that good for David for pulling one over on everybody.
So I'm going to start 2 Samuel 2.
Yep.
This section is called David Anointed King of Judah.
And it came to pass after this that David inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I go up into any of the cities of Judah? And the Lord said unto him, go up. And David said, whither shall I go up? And he said, unto Hebron.
This is David talking to himself.
Pretending,
doing both voices, like right. God,
and it's like long. There's like he doesn't say just go. He says go up where?
Go up? Yeah, yeah. He like led him into that. Uh-huh. Go up. What do you mean, God?
Like to Hebron?
Yeah. Yes, that's a good idea, David.
So David went up thither, and his 2 wives also, Ahinoam the Jezreelitess and Abigail Nabal's wife, the Carmelite.
Now we know anyone with 2 wives is a good guy in the Bible.
Yeah. And now, wasn't he married to Saul's daughter? Or was that another, maybe another
That's for
ruse?
The fact squad. Yeah, fact squad.
Fact squad.
If you could help us with that, what happened to David? Oh yeah, I know maybe he wanted to be married to the daughter or something, or he was saying he was in love with the daughter.
Yeah, and it sounds like he took someone else's wife, Abigail.
Well, you
Nabal's
know, he was just
wife,
chilling in Ziklag. That's what happens there. What happens in Ziklag stays in Ziklag.
And his men that were with him did David bring up, every man with his household, and they dwelt in the cities of Hebron.
What are we thinking is his status currently?
I think he's with the Philistines now.
Fully.
Well, I don't know if he's fully with them, but it sounds like the Israelites were defeated, and now he's taking people, I don't know who he's with.
He's taking like followers of him.
Maybe some other Israelites.
He's still
too.
Wearing that
Maybe
crown.
Maybe it's just David's people. Because remember, he was sort of like
my own
like
guy.
I feel like he was kind of like trying to get people to come with him.
Yeah.
From both sides.
Right.
So maybe that's a good thing. Maybe he's bringing groups together.
It is hard to, and as the Bible does, I think it's really not taking a side. It's actually the most objective book there is. It's just like it really doesn't take the side of anyone. It's not saying Saul was good and it's good that he died. And it's not saying David is bad and it's bad that he's going to be king. It's just, hey, this is what happened.
Yeah. And the men of Judah came, and there they anointed David king over the house of Judah. And they told David, saying that the men of Jabesh Gilead were they that buried Saul.
So Judah is a camp, is a tribe.
One of the tribes, right?
So he got one.
I guess that's who he's now in charge of.
This is basically settlers of Catan or Catan. And he got like a section.
Okay.
You know, and he's building
and
the longest road.
He wants more section.
He wants more section so he can get that wheat.
And David sent messengers unto the men of Jabesh Gilead and said unto them, blessed be ye of the Lord that ye have shewed this kindness unto your Lord, even unto Saul, and have buried him. And now the Lord shew kindness and truth unto you, and I also will requite you this kindness, because you have done this thing. Therefore now let your hands be strengthened, and be ye valiant, for your master Saul is dead, and also the house of Judah have anointed me king over them. Okay, so.
Who is he talking to there, though?
The men of Jabesh Gilead, which I'm not sure what that is.
I know, I wish.
Maybe that's someone that they would normally want to conquer, but they were kind of, they were nice.
We'll see.
Well, he says that because they buried Saul.
Right, so those are the guys he was just hanging out with.
This section is called Ishbosheth Made King of Israel.
But Abner, the son of Ner, captain of Saul's host, took Ishbosheth, the son of Saul, and brought him over to Mahanaim.
Manhattan.
Manhattan.
Brought him to beautiful Manhattan, right in the middle of Times Square.
I am getting tested with some of these names.
Yeah, this like, is, now you know. Now you know how the vigor was taken
now,
from yes. Robert.
Now the names are really
slowly,
starting to...
Slowly, one name at a time.
There's a lot of names here.
Mahanaim.
And made him king over Gilead and over the Asherites. And over Jezreel, and over Ephraim, and over Benjamin, and over all Israel.
Okay.
So now this guy is the king over other people?
He made Abner. Oh, so Abner. So maybe they're starting to say that there's going to be a split.
I'm wondering if they're like, no, this guy's going to be Abner. The king.
Abner. It seems like Abner's starting.
Abner.
Son of Ner.
He's saying that Saul's son is going to be the king.
This is Game of Thrones.
Ishbosheth. Yeah, but that makes sense, right? It's like that's how a king works. Now Saul was the first king, so like normally the kings are what's the word?
Blood right?
Yeah. So it would be his son. But David's like, no, it's
no.
Me.
Remember he died and I got the crown because that guy.
Yeah, the ghost told me.
the ghost and the guy, and I was just talking to God. So. Yeah, that is interesting, though. They didn't mention that at the beginning, that they're like, Israel now has a king, and also it's a blood right.
Okay, I see what's happening now. I read a little
bit.
This
is getting interesting.
This is good.
Almost too interesting for the Bible. It worries me.
Ishbosheth, Saul's son, was 40 years old when he began to reign over Israel and reigned 2 years. But the house of Judah followed David.
Ooh.
And the time that David was king in Hebron over the house of Judah was 7 years and 6 months.
I like that Saul was 40. It's like he's one of those people that started their career later in life.
This section is called Israel and Judah at War.
And Abner, the son of Ner, and the servants of Ishbosheth, the son of Saul, went out from Mahanaim to Gibeon.
It sounds like sometimes when they say Abner, son of Ner, that it's like they have the assignment to hit a certain word count.
Yeah.
And they keep having to be like, oh, we could like get 3 words out of it. Son of Ner.
You guys remember Abner from 3 lines ago?
Son of Ner? Yes. Confirmed the son of Ner.
We got some more sons coming up. And Joab, the son of Zeruiah, and the servants of David went out and met together by the pool of Gibeon. And
pool? Very cool.
And they sat down, the one on the one side of the pool and the other one on the other side of the pool.
We're not hanging out with you guys. So they're, like, you could share the pool.
They're in their bathing suits.
Yes. It's a beautiful day, I assume.
Dipping their feet in.
Yes. I'm just going to see how cold it is. Because you have to imagine they didn't have heated pools at the time. Yeah. So it's probably cold, but it also might be very hot outside.
It's a public pool. There's other people there maybe too.
Just right. Like, they're cool with it. It's just like, I think I'm going to sit with my friends. And David's like, oh, I'm going to have to be the first one to jump in the pool to, you know, make sure everyone starts mingling.
All right, then. Well, it's going to...
We're Abner, son of Ner.
Things are going to happen. And Abner said to Joab, let the young men now arise and play before us. And Joab said, let them arise.
Okay, now this is a huge discrepancy in the translations. This is where Dan's New Living Translation comes in handy.
What does yours say?
Let's have some of the young men get up and fight hand to hand in front of us.
That's what's going to happen. I don't know why they said play before us in this, but it's definitely
maybe it's
not.
Like play fights or...
Also, who is Joab?
Son of Ner? Son of Zeruiah.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I missed that.
But who's
right,
Zeruiah?
Right. I don't know who that is. I guess these are like just people on different
Some
sides.
Guys. They're important guys.
Okay.
So they're like, hey, this could be a fun pool party. Well, you know what would really take it up a notch is people fighting to the death right in front of us.
Sounds good. Then there arose and went over by number 12 of Benjamin, which pertained to Ishbosheth, the son of Saul, and 12 of the servants of David. And they caught every one his fellow by the head and thrust his sword in his fellow's side. So they fell down together.
Okay, so
wherefore the place
not
was
really
called...
Go ahead.
Helkath has Surium.
Oh, that's one of those
in
like...
Gibeon.
That's what they say is like, okay, this happened, so that's how it got the name. But it seemed like a very unfair fight.
Seemed like everyone killed each other.
They stood up and were counted off 12 men. Oh, yeah. And each man grabbed his opponent. So they all grabbed each other by the heads.
And killed each other.
And they all stabbed each other at the exact same time. That would have been an amazing sight, at least.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And the name
of
the place...
They all had the same idea?
The name of the place is funny. It sounds like one of those like words where you're trying to like... You know, you take like different words and make it into one.
Helkath
Hazurium, like...
Sounds like a Harry Potter spell, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
Helkath Hazurium. Hazurim.
And there was a very sore battle that day, and Abner was beaten and the men of Israel before the servants of David.
Again, David is saying they won, but doesn't it sound like it was a tie?
Well, I think maybe there was more after that.
Oh, they all kept grabbing each
like,
other's
after
heads
that,
and
yeah,
stabbing?
Then they did that, and then there was a full fight. That's what I'm thinking happened.
I see, yes. That kicked it off. Roadhouse style, which we just watched.
Right. The new one.
The new one.
And there was a very sore battle that day, and Abner was beaten and the men of Israel before the servants of David. And there were 3 sons of Zeruiah there, Joab and Abishai and Asahel. And
Abishak.
Yes.
Our friend Abishak growing up.
He's there.
He's in the Bible. Abby.
And Asahel, and Asahel was as light of foot as a wild roe. And Asahel pursued after Abner, and in going he turned not to the right hand nor to the left from following Abner.
Is this the first time this is the first time I'm seeing the Bible mention a gazelle? And they mentioned it in the last chapter too.
Oh.
And it makes me think that someone just saw a gazelle for the first time.
They just keep talking. They're like,
oh, he's just fast like and cool like a gazelle.
Remember that gazelle, guys?
He's eating grass. He loved grass like a gazelle.
Two horns.
Like a gazelle.
Then Abner looked behind him and said, "Art thou Asahel?" And he answered, "I am." And Abner said to him, "Turn thee aside to thy right hand or to thy left, and lay thee hold on one of the young men, and take thee his armor." But Asahel would not turn aside from following of him.
Would not stop chasing him.
Yeah.
So he's trying to kill Abner?
I think so.
Because he was so-and-so's Zeruiah. Dang, that was bad. But he's his son. And so he's like, I have to kill you now.
Yeah. And Abner said again to Asahel, "Turn thee aside from following me. Wherefore should I smite thee to the ground?
Stop chasing me.
How then
me.
Should I hold up my face to Joab thy brother?"
It's so funny that he's having a conversation while running away. Stop chasing me. Why should I strike you down? How could I look your brother Joab in the face?
Hmm.
I'm just a guy.
"Howbeit he refused to turn aside. Wherefore Abner with the hinder end of his spear smote him under the fifth rib, and that the spear came out behind him. And he fell down there and died in the same place. And it came to pass that as many as came to the place where Asahel fell down and died stood still."
So he's saying he thrust the butt of his spear, not the point, right? And it still impaled him.
So I feel like Abner was actually kind of warning him. He's like, just don't follow me because I'm going to have to kill you.
Yeah, and I know how.
Yeah, Abner,
and
it's gonna be maybe cool. He's not, maybe not a pushover.
Mortal
here.
Kombat style. Fatality.
"Joab also and Abishai pursued after Abner. And the sun went down when they were to come to the hill of Ammah that lieth before Gia by the way of the wilderness of Gibeon."
Wow, by the wasteland of Gibeon. I didn't know that. What does that mean? It's like sort of Mad Max desert over there in Gibeon.
It's like already dystopian there.
Mm-hmm.
"And the children of Benjamin gathered themselves together after Abner and became one troop and stood on top of a hill."
Cool. And by the way, no one enjoyed that pool.
Yeah, the pool sounded like it could have been fun.
I know, guys.
Got
you
blood
blew
in
it.
The pool. "Then Abner called to Joab and said, Shall the sword devour forever? Knowest thou not that it will be bitterness in the latter end? How long shall it be then, ere thou bid the people return from following their brethren?"
Now, since the Bible tends to go the way of a Game of Thrones, I worry about a guy like Abner saying, hey, we should be peaceful.
Mm-hmm.
Makes me think he's next. He's on the chopping block.
Except,
but also it's unpredictable.
He did like give that other guy some warning that he was going to kill him, though.
That's true.
Yeah. He was like, stop following me or else it's going to go bad for you.
It is kind of funny. He did just kill a guy. I mean, he was right because the guy was chasing him. But it's funny that he just killed the guy. I was like, guys, can't we just be peaceful?
As he's probably killing somebody else.
Right.
But we'll just forget about that. "And Joab said, As God liveth, unless thou hadst spoken, surely then in the morning the people had gone up every one from following his brother. So Joab blew a trumpet, and all the people stood still and pursued after Israel no more. Neither fought they anymore."
Hmm.
Okay, so now
maybe
have some peace?
We got some peace. I'm surprised. Do you think he was carrying around that trumpet the whole time?
Yeah, for sure.
Definitely. That means everyone probably has a trumpet.
Or it's like there's the one guy with the trumpet.
Abner, son of Ner, man of trumpet.
Well, this was Joab had the trumpet.
Oh, that was Joab. My bad. Joab, son of Zeruiah. Man of trumpet. I don't know who Joab's dad was.
"And Abner and his men walked all that night through the plain and passed over Jordan and went through all Bithron, and they came to Mahanaim. And Joab returned from following Abner, and when he had gathered all the people together, there lacked of David's servants 19 men and Asahel. But the servants of David had smitten of Benjamin and of Abner's men, so that 360 men died. And they took up Asahel and buried him in the sepulcher of his father, which was in Bethlehem. And Joab and his men went all night, and they came to Hebron at break of day."
Okay. I don't know who... Okay, Joab stopped pursuing Abner. What team is everyone on? David versus...
Abner.
Abner.
Joab's on David's side.
Okay. And then Joab and his men marched all night. So basically it's Hebron is like, you're next. It ends on a cliffhanger of like Joab and like a bunch of men outside the gates.
But then they said they're not going to fight them anymore. So I wonder if there's a break in the fighting now.
Perhaps, though.
It seems to me there's a break.
Okay, so it's like they fought and they killed a ton of guys.
Yeah.
And now they're just heading to Hebron to blow off some steam. Party.
Because Hebron is where they are, right? That's where Joab's like from. Because that's where David is now.
That's what it said? I believe you.
I think we said that David is now the head of Hebron. Oh, right. Because he was like... Up where? Up whither?
Oh, yes. You got to go to Hebron. Hebron.
Yeah, unto Hebron. And then so the other part of, I guess, this area is being, is run by Saul's son, whose name I already forgot. Ishbosheth.
But was he even fighting? Because he's barely mentioned.
No, I believe that Abner is one of his generals.
His guys.
Yeah.
Abner seems kind of cool. He's like, he's doing what he needs to do. He's doing his job.
As usual, I feel like the side that we're not supposed to like, yes. We sort of are like, oh yeah, they're just
loyal.
Like, Abner didn't really do anything bad
or good. He's just, I have to do this for my king.
Yep.
That's what I've been told. I'll do my job, you know.
And then he said, do we have to keep fighting?
Yeah, like that would be great. Yeah, so we love Abner. He's basically an early pharaoh.
He's done.
He's done. Yeah. He's done for, honestly, not bad ways to start. Like, I think it started with Samuel 1, that stories, because of David, because he's such a rich character,
yeah,
they really hit something, and now we could actually follow what is going on. And it's also, like, not so much, like, made-up, weird, ethereal, you know, Garden of Eden, and, like, you know, it seems like they have a little bit more grasp. I'm like, well, what if they just kind of acted like us?
It's getting grittier.
Grittier, yeah. It's darker.
It's gritty. I like it.
Well, that was great, Michael. Thank you so much for reading the Bible so I didn't have to. And thank you for making me read the Bible again and showing us that setting up the podcast is not that hard. I was able to do it on my own, not in Robert's kitchen, which was his secret office. Guys, thank you so much for listening and for sticking with us and for talking to me on the Discord about what we should do. That's how we've gotten here. That's how we've gotten this far. That's how we've gotten Scott M. on the Patreon, part of the God Squad. God Squad, thank you so much. If you can support us going forward, that would be great because, again, it's just me right now. So Coop's still going to edit it. We still have to feed him. He's happy right now, so maybe we can feed him a little less, but... You know that Peltz family, they're not to be trusted. They've made that very clear. And neither is the Bible Brothers Corporation. Mm-hmm. So get on the Discord, Fact Squad, put the facts out there. What exactly is happening? Who's on whose side? And you guys could vote. Whose side do you want to be on? Are you Team David or Team Joab? Abner?
No, Ishbosheth.
Ishbosheth.
Who we don't remember.
But,
yeah.
We don't remember or know anything about, but you should put... Abner in parentheses because he's on Ishbosheth's team.
But we don't know if we like Ishbosheth. We just like Abner.
No, but we might like Abner. Let's see what happens to Abner. I have a feeling he's going to die very unceremoniously. And Discord, email me, BibleBrothersPodcast@gmail.com. I will respond to you personally. Anthony, I owe you an email. And until then, I think keep reading those Bibles. Michael, you have any way to sign off?
No, just thanks for having me. This was a lot of fun.
Thanks for visiting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Bye.